Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday afternoon, July 5th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of environmental and energy news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Graphite One study accelerates with 75% DoD funding. Graphite One Inc. announces a revision to the cost-share ratio for its Defense Production Act grant, increasing the DoD's share of expenditures for the accelerated feasibility study from 50% to 75%. This change, based on a revised contract value of $49.8 million, allows for the DoD's maximum share to be $37.3 million. CEO Anthony Houston emphasizes the importance of this development in establishing a 100% U.S.-based graphite supply chain. The company's Graphite Creek deposit in Alaska remains on track to complete the feasibility study by December 2024. These advancements align with the Biden administration's goal of reducing China's dominance in critical minerals mining and refining, as demand for graphite is expected to surge in the coming years.
CVW Cleantech discusses groundbreaking tailings reprocessing technology. CVW Cleantech CEO Akshay Dubey discussed the company's innovative technology for reprocessing tailings from oil sands mining with Proactive Stephen Gunyan. The process recovers hydrocarbons, zircon, and titanium from waste, reducing methane emissions by over 90%. CVW Cleantech targets Alberta's oil sands mining sector, including major sites operated by Imperial Oil, Canadian Natural Resources, and Suncor. The company contributes to ESG goals, aiding in achieving net zero emissions by 2050. A partnership with Indigenous communities provides investment opportunities, while a collaboration with the University of Alberta focuses on recovering rare earth elements. For more information, contact Proactive North America at +1-604-688-8158.
Group 11 hopeful for a second major discovery at Carrakittle West Prospect in Ireland. Group 11 Resources Corp. CEO Bart Jaworski is optimistic about a potential second major zinc discovery at the Carrakittle West Prospect in Ireland. Initial drilling at Carrakittle West revealed significant sulfide mineralization and evidence of a crucial fault for mineralization. The company plans a 1,700-meter drill program to be completed by year-end. Group 11 also made its first zinc-lead discovery in Ireland at Ballywire, with impressive results including 30 meters of 11% zinc and 80 grams per ton of silver. Glencore is the largest shareholder, with Michael Gentile holding a significant stake. Jaworski highlighted the bullish outlook for zinc due to global supply constraints and reduced treatment charges. Stay tuned for upcoming drill results from Ballywire and Carrakittle West, promising a busy second half of the year for Group 11 Resources. Aqua Metals initiates $33 million loan agreement to fund commercial-scale lithium battery recycling plant. Nevada-based Aqua Metals, listed on NASDAQ as AQMS, has secured a crucial $33 million loan agreement to launch its commercial-scale lithium battery recycling plant. The company signed a non-binding term sheet with a major private entity to fund Phase 1 of the Sierra Aqua Refining Campus. This follows an $8 million equity raise and a comprehensive review of Aqua Metals' financials. An independent report by ICF International confirms the environmental benefits of Aqua Metals' technology. The loan agreement is pending finalization, and the lender's identity remains confidential. With this funding, Aqua Metals aims to complete Phase 1, processing 3,000 tons of feedstock material annually. The facility is set to become North America's first sustainable lithium battery recycling operation, contributing to decarbonization efforts and circular supply chains for critical minerals.
TNR Gold's Kirill Klip discusses $70 million financing for McEwen's Los Azules copper project in Argentina. TNR Gold's executive chairman, Kirill Klip, recently discussed the $70 million financing for McEwen's Los Azules copper project in Argentina. The financing round, led by McEwen Copper, saw investments from Rob McEwen and McEwen Mining. CLIP highlighted the project's progress towards a bankable feasibility study expected in the first quarter of next year. He also mentioned the positive impact of recent political reforms in Argentina on the project. Fundamental Research Corporation reiterated a buy rating for TNR Gold, citing ongoing developments in the project and the business environment in Argentina. CLIP discussed potential valuations for TNR Gold's NSR royalty and highlighted the project's revenue-generating potential. For more updates, visit Proactive's YouTube channel. Volta Metals expands lithium holdings with strategic acquisitions in northwestern Ontario. Volta Metals CEO Karim Usunmez announced the company's expansion in the lithium project portfolio with strategic acquisitions in northwestern Ontario. The company has acquired additional mineral claims contiguous to its Falcon West lithium project, covering a substantial surface area of 820 hectares. This consolidation merges with the Falcon West and Crescent Lake lithium projects, forming an extensive land package within the Seymour Falcon lithium belt. Volta Metals now holds a 100% interest in the newly acquired claims and has granted the vendors a 1.5% net smelter returns royalty. Additionally, the company has acquired the Lee Creek project, located in the same section as other notable lithium projects, indicating promising potential for significant lithium resources. These acquisitions demonstrate Volta Metals' commitment to expanding its lithium assets and exploration capabilities.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.